Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, so you're ready, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Just pay attention to me, all right? We want to talk about managing relationships. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Very simple, very easy, because it is in the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it's a month of progress.
Yes.
And we have been learning and receiving spiritual understanding. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So yeah, there is the understanding. I think one of the things we learned when we started was that in our relationships, there are roles. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
There are roles. And so you have to understand your role and play your role. In every organization, there are roles. Not everybody can be the leader. And not everybody can be the follower. There must be a leader. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in your family, your nuclear family, the father should be the head or the mom. It's not a democracy. God set it that way. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
but when you study the word of God, you see that God is very clear on relationships and how you should behave in them. So there are two things I want to say before I start. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The first one, you have people who serve the idea of God, the idea of Jesus. They have an idea of how Jesus is. But he doesn't want you to serve your idea of him. He has revealed himself to you in his word. And so you look at his word and you understand him and you serve him according to his word, not your idea. If your idea of Jesus is that he doesn't mind you being rude, you'd be a rude person. But when you study and realize that Jesus is so kind, he said to be a child of the highest, you have to be kind to those that are evil. That's the extent of his kindness and his goodness. That is Jesus. And so if I serve this Jesus, I must be a kind person. Are you seeing that? There are people who lie. And they say they serve God. No, they have an idea of God that they serve. Not the true one. Because you know he is righteous. And he has told us not to lie. And so in your life, ensure you're not serving your idea of God. Because when you pray, who do you pray to? You pray to the Lord. And if you're conscious of who he is, then you always analyze your response, your actions based on who he is. He doesn't want you to lie, so you're not going to lie. He wants to be a kind person, you're going to be a kind person. He doesn't want you to steal, so you're not going to steal. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So ensure you're not serving your idea of God, but God himself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The second thing I want to say, just because it came to my heart. Are you listening to me?
Yes, Pastor.
It's so important. You know, all of us, praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Listen to this one, short but important, I need to say it. All of us have relatives, don't you? You have a relative, don't you? How many? If you have up to 10 relatives, can I see your hand? Oh. I mean, you just think back at your village, they're all your relatives, praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
So we all have relatives, and do you know that for some of us, and many of us, at times what these relatives believe, we might not agree with them. You know that, right?
Yes, Pastor.
There are some relatives, at times very close to us, maybe our parents or our siblings, and there are things that they believe that we don't even like to hear. We might be ashamed of. We might not agree with. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So there are many of us who have relatives like that. In this age where you have a recording application in almost every device, it will not be hard for someone somewhere to ask that relative that you don't agree with everything they say a question on the street. And because they agree with what they believe, they passionately give a response and it goes viral. You know that? It will be hard. But you don't agree with it. You don't believe it. It could be about the government. It could be about the Bible. Or it could go viral. Now imagine if you have so many people mocking that person, slandering that person. You might not agree with it, but you touch, it will touch you, right?
Yes,
you feel it. You wish they don't have to do that. You wish the person didn't talk. It's true. But you also wish this fool kept quiet. Think about that. If you're ever tempted to join the populace in slandering another human being, never do it. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Only a perfect person. I listen to me.
Yes, Pastor.
Perfect in everything, in looks, in money, in everything, has the right to slander, mock, or analyze anybody. If you're still a work in progress, that means there are things people can say about you too. So you don't do it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter who. There are people who think because they're giving an opinion, it means they know something. It doesn't mean you know anything. It means you know how to talk. That's all. So don't join. All right? It might not be popular, but it is the word of God. Jesus said, why are you bothering yourself about the mote in your brother's eye when there's a log in your own eye? You know what that means? It means anybody who sees a mote in his brother's eye for sure has a log in his own eye. Because love covers the multitude of sins and of flaws. And everybody is a work in progress, but at different stages. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was thinking yesterday night that imagine if someone recorded some of the useless things I said when I was in school. Where would you find me? Underground. But we are learning. So don't join others in slandering people. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter their age. They could be younger than you. Older than you. Don't do it. Don't give analysis. Make it your goal in life to do what? Mind your business. You don't even think about it. It's between them and God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Did you get that?
Yes, Pastor.
Is that clear?
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You have folks. This is the last thing I'll say about it. They need to work on their house, their family members, themselves, but they are bothering other strangers online. Be a sincere person. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. Some people are silent, and it's good. So let's start. So I said, we have roles in different relationships, and God has shown us our role in the Word. And because you're not serving your idea of God, and you're not doing things your own way, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to follow God's methods. Your position to the Word of God should be, yes, I agree. Or, oh, I'll correct myself. Are you seeing that?
Yes, Pastor.
Two responses. Yes, I agree. Or, oh, I'll correct myself. You don't say, what about, what if, but, nko, mm-mm. Once God shows you something, you say, yes, I agree. Or maybe you were doing something else. So you say, oh, I didn't know. I'll correct myself. And so when he tells us how to behave in relationships, you say, yes, I agree. Or you say, oh, I'll make corrections. Praise the Lord. I'll
Hallelujah.
Correct myself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, so what if that my boss is very wicked? Well, we'll learn from the Word of God. So let's start. Go to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 20. You know this song. Heavenly race. Did you sing it?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
Were you running? No, were you running? Oh, I ran. Because you're not supposed to get tired, but we got tired. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Colossians 3, verse 20. If you're there, say, I'm there.
I'm there.
Sure you are. Let's look at the screen. So let's start with this relationship. Let's start with our nuclear family. Okay? It says, children, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is the time to respond. It says, children, are you a child?
Yes.
Pastor.
Child of the living God.
Oh, yes.
All right. Children, obey your parents in all things. And every parent is very happy. Right? If you're a parent, you see you're very happy. Since even God said, obey me. All right? Obey your parents in all things. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And you want to please the Lord, don't you?
Yes,
Pastor. So he says, obey your parents in all things. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's nice. So what if they say, go and kill somebody? He says all things. Do you obey them in all things? Do you go and kill somebody? We just learned your response to the word should be what? All right, let's keep learning. It says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Verse 21. Fathers! So he talks to children, he talks to fathers. When I found out that he talked to parents too, I thought, how come we never hear that one? So here it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger. And all the kids say, it's true. He's talking to fathers. So that means they have a tendency to provoke. Someone said, You see, I'm talking about relationships now. As simple as it is, this is God talking to you. All right? It says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So they are not immune to cause discouragement. So he's talking to parents. He's saying, don't provoke your kids to anger. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Verse 22. Oh, let's leave this one first. Go to Ephesians 6, verse 1. That's a popular one. I wanted to start with this one so that you learn a new one. But Ephesians 6, verse 1 is the most popular. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's look at it. It says, children, talking to you again. And me, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Obey your parents in the Lord. For this is...
Right.
So now he clarifies it. The first time he said, in all things. So you think, oh, if they tell me to kill, should I kill? If they tell me to steal, should I steal? And now he clarifies it in the Lord. So you obey them in the Lord. According to his word. He says, for this is what? Right. So this one, there might be negotiations. If they tell you to lie, you should not lie. Remember, children are a heritage of the Lord. Meaning they belong to the Lord. All right? So you should not lie. You should obey them in the Lord. Verse 2, he says, honor thy father and mother. This one is non-negotiable. Even if you don't agree with the commandment, in your disagreement, you honor them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why you don't call your dad that guy. That guy is calling you. And there are people like that. They think they are so cool. Say, that woman is calling again. Who is that woman? Their mom. No, honor them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right? It says, honor your father and mother. Meaning you don't shout at them. You don't rebuke them. You respect them. You honor them. At times, you might give instructions that are uncomfortable. You agree. Jesus was at a wedding with his mom and his disciples. And his mom came out of nowhere and said, they are finished. The wine has finished. Was Jesus a wine salesman? No. Was he the one that supplied the wine for the wedding? No. Why is she telling him? And she knew he understood what she meant. He said, woman, what's my business with you? He said, my time has not come. Besides, he was a miracle-working God, true, but he's not to turn water to wine. Now think about it. If all of God's ability was to give you Coke, are you thirsty? Yes, take Coke. That was not what the miracle was for. You know what his mom did? Typical of mom. She left him. She told the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do. That means she sent the servants to him. And you know what? He obeyed. He turned the water to wine. That's Jesus and his mom. So your mom calls you and say, please, 60K. Say, ah. And you have it. You can give it. Say, when last did I send you money? Am I a bank? Okay. Am I a microfinance bank? because you know my salary, Abby. I'm not giving you anything. No, give. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Be happy that it is you they are calling, not a stranger that could embarrass them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. So it says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with what?
Promise.
Meaning that if you do this one, there's a promise for you. You will get something out of it. Honor them. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be known as that child that is stubborn, that talks to parents anyhow. I mean, other kids will keep quiet, but they know once you come, you will tell them your mind. Never be that child. Are you in this place?
Yes,
never be that child. Don't be that child that is arguing with your parents in public. Your mom says it's red. Say, mommy, I've told you, you're not seeing very well. This thing is black. To your mom. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The and there are some others that are just, I don't know what to call their own situation. You put online. Happy birthday, Dad. Love you so much, even though we fight a lot. What? It's an amazing thing. Be gracious. Meaning if you're going to celebrate someone, celebrate them. There are people who cannot celebrate without a problem, without a flaw. Even though we fight a lot, firstly, it should be embarrassing to you. Your dad is not your mate. Even though you fight a lot, to your own father, that means you set yourself against the word of God. And you are proud about it. Your case is... There's a message, special deliverance service, right? Spiritual deliverance. For your own case, go and listen to that one. You need deliverance. Don't do it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't fight a lot. Don't fight a small with your parents. He's telling you your role in the relationship. You're the child. You might not like it. If you like, turn 60, you're still their child. They always see you that way. It will not change. Are you in this place?
Yes,
I was talking to someone. I said, my younger sister will always be young in my eyes. It's amazing. I have to remind myself, this girl is now an adult. But she'll always be young. And I just think, is that how parents... So that's how my mom is seeing me right now. And for sure, that's how she sees me. Because last time when I went home, she was telling me not to go out. It was when I did not go out. And I thought, how old am I? So I was praying for opportunity to finally tell her my age. But I didn't go. All right. So it says, honor your father. You're staying with your parents. That one is even, let me just give you an example. You're staying with your parents. They say, come back by 9. You say, do you know how old I am? I'm coming by 11. Go to your own house. If you're that old, go and stay in your own house. You can come back 1 a.m., 2 a.m., run in around 4. Nobody will care. As long as you're staying with your parents, they say, come by 11. You are coming by when? If they come by 9. If they say 7 p.m., 7 p.m., you're there. Because you're a good child. It is not wisdom to show the world that you're a disrespectful child. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Besides, you know this commandment is in line with thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal.
Yes.
So if you cannot be bold enough to say I'm a thief, everybody I'm a thief, then you should not be bold enough to say I disrespect my dad or I disrespect my mom. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, so what's the promise? Are you listening to me?
Yes,
it says that it may be well. That's why some people are suffering. They don't even know. Suffering. At times to go well, and they begin to suffer. Why? It's their mouth. Always insulting their father. Insulting their mother. That insult comes back into their life. Life is now insulting them. It says, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Long life. This is not Old Testament. This is the new. Long life is linked to honoring your father and mom. If you leave home angrily, after insulting them, I enter bus. May that bus not have accidents. Because he's saying long life is linked to it. Why are some people sick? Why are they sick? The day you go and apologize to your parents, that sickness will go. It's that simple. Some things are not hard. So, in that relationship, your role as a child is to honor them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Honor them. Buy them things. Not only on, what they call it, Mothering Sunday. Every time you can, give them gifts. That is your role in the relationship. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, you're out of the house. You've never bought your parents anything. But when push comes to shove, you run and go ask for money. When the money comes to you, get them stuff. It says that it may be well with you, meaning in your business, in your academics, in your career. This is one way to ensure things go well with you. All of them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So say, for me, I'm just a student. I don't have money. Send recharge card. All right. You got that?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. So, honor them. When Jesus was at the cross, his mom, his aunt, John, Mary Magdalene were on, by his side. He was at the cross. At that cross, he told John, told his mother, woman, your son, uncle, your mother. He was about to die, but he thought to take care of his mom. So if things are going well with you, don't wait until they come and beg you. Your parents are coming to beg you. You should feel bad. You set up a supply chain where you're always supplying to them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Am I talking?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, thank you. So your nuclear family. Let's continue. Verse 4. It says, and you fathers. So back to the fathers again. Provoke not your children to wrath. So it's just about this provocation. It says, don't make your children angry, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Meaning when you have a child, lead him in the way of the Lord, on the path of righteousness. Don't rebuke him for doing God's things. He's talking to fathers. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, verse 5. So that's on our nuclear family. In our workplace, he tells us how to manage ourselves. He says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sickness of your heart as unto Christ. Now, the word here could mean slave, but this is in the workplace. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
So you're going to use it in that light. He says, servants, that means if you're a worker, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sickness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service. As I wish you could see this, but I hope you're looking at your Bible.
Yes, Pastor.
All right. It says, not with eye service, as men please us, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. There are people that are Christians in their workplace, and they have the worst attitude. They insult their boss in front of their colleagues. Just look at him, look at him. He's sitting down now. He came late, though. He go back. Then we must come early. Wicked man. Then quit. Life is so simple. Quit. If you're not comfortable, go. If you can't go, keep quiet. If you're so smart, start your own company. I just wish, at times I wish it was me people were telling these things. My response to you will make you humble. Because instead of insulting the man, you're so smart, you're smarter than him. You say, this is my boss, doesn't even know anything, we're the ones doing everything. Start your own company. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
See, we'll start now, but we don't have network. And hey, that means he's smarter than you in the most important thing. Now, the word of God is telling you that serve them, obey them, not with eye service. After you've insulted them at their back, they call you, you come back and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, let me open the door, sir. Sir. He goes. Is that how a Christian should behave? There are people that they call themselves opposition to the government in the office. Everybody knows that if they want to insult you or they want to voice their support, it's always those people. Don't be that way. He says, verse 6, he says, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. He says, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord, not to men. He's saying, in your workplace, oh, thank you so much. All right, he says, go to verse 7. With goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not man. So in your workplace, he says, realize that it's not your boss you're serving God. That's what he's saying. You're serving God. So don't insult your boss. You are a Christian. Listen, when you're a Christian, you're a minister. Everywhere you go, you're ministering the gospel and the life of Christ. If you're insulting people, you're saying this is who Jesus is. I told you, that's your idea of Jesus. It says, wherever you go, in your workplace, don't do eye service there. If you're a respectful person, be respectful every time. If someone comes and says, that stupid man is calling you, you know he's talking about your boss. You say, please, never use that language in front of me. Because he's not stupid. You're working for him. It takes a more silly person to work for a silly person, don't you think?
Yes.
So he said, don't use that again. So in your workplace, he gives you a position. There's a position you should take. You're respectful. Others are complaining about the system in the work. Don't join them. Don't join them. Promotion comes from the Lord. Yes. Remember, while they are insulting and you're not joining them, God is looking at you. He's so proud of you. So you're living your life for Jesus. Everywhere you go, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Verse 8. It says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or what? Free. He said, whatever good attitude you're showing, it is God that will reward you. At times, that boss that you refuse to insult might come and insult you. And you think, they were insulting you, I didn't insult you. And you want to insult him, but he said, no, every good thing you do, your reward is from the Lord. So it is God you're serving in that place. So don't join them, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 9. You know, some people just have bad attitudes. They didn't receive home training. I mean, what I mean is this. They gave them home training, they didn't receive it. Because if you have home training, you will not even insult anybody. Okay, so he goes to the masters. He says, and you masters, you bosses, do the same things unto them. Forbearing, threatening. Knowing that your master, you see, there's a chief master. Your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. He's saying to God, you might be a master here, but to him, you and the worker, you're the same. So if you treat them poorly, he's going to reward you accordingly. Now, you don't use this and say, before I obey them, they must do this one. No. Do the word of God that concerns you and leave it for God. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
There are people that work with their bosses and they cheat them. They use company resources for their own personal gains. They have change from what they told them to go and buy and they pocket it. Dishonest, crooked people. And they pray. To who? Who are you praying to? You're a thief. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Some people, they don't think it's anything. Your boss has a delivery service. You're using it to do your own work. You're collecting money. They're using company fuel. He said, I'm just telling them to manage and join. No, you're a crook. Don't do that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, you will reap what you sow. The day you start your own, one day you come, the company has disappeared. They've taken everything, even the windows. So don't do that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Go to Colossians 3, verse 22. So we learned nuclear family roles, we're learning workplace roles. He says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men please us. There are some other people that are just, you know, yes men. You know, they like to be the puppets. And there is no boss that likes a puppet. He might not complain at everything he says. He could say, this thing is red, yes sir. I think it's green, yes sir. I'm sure it's black, yes sir. Are you a fool? No, you're a man pleaser. Every boss wants intelligent staffs because they're the ones running the company. If this one says, yes, sir, it's blue, yes, sir, it's red, yes, sir, it's black, meaning, someone can steal your company and you say, yes, sir. You don't want that. So you are respectful, you're intelligent, and you're full of the Spirit of God. Are you in this place? Yeah, listen. Anywhere you go, make your mark as a Christian. Let it be clear from the get-go. Things you will tolerate and things you will not tolerate. There are people that once they go somewhere, they become free. They laugh until they insult them. They realize, I'm even a Christian. Why would I even do this? Now it is hard. for you to go back to that initial state. No, everywhere you go, you start. If the chief boss, because there are people like that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All those people that sell stuff in Phoenix Station, most of them, they gauge, you know, the fuel tank. So they're selling less for more. Now, you could be in that kind of place, and the boss, after the day closes, they start distributing the money they got from cheating. Are you in this place? They start distributing. Oh, yeah, thank you, thank you. Even if you want to complain that it's wrong, thank you. How much salary? 30K. 10K in the ninth. Ah, I'm not the one doing it, Sha. No, you know it's wrong. Say, please, I can't accept this. Someone said, but they will sack you. And then be sacked. Because the day they come to arrest, they'll arrest you too. Be sacked. God will give you. Let me tell you something. When you lose a job because of Jesus, He is greater than all. He is not blind. He knows it because of Him. He can't leave you empty. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said there is nobody who forsook mother, father, siblings, house, land for my sake who will not receive many more 100-fold in this time. So if they are cheating the company, don't join them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. So say, servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not the eye serves as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. You fear God. That's why you can insult your boss. You fear God. That's why you can cheat him. You fear God. That's why even if the change is 30 naira, you go and drop it. You don't say how much is 30 naira, pure water money. Then you're stealing pure water money. Are you that poor? You don't do that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You don't do it. Verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. It says God is watching you. So walk in that place like you're serving Him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 25, quickly. Quickly, quickly. It says, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done, and there is no respect of what? So the guy who's stealing, it will come back and bite him. Go to chapter 4, verse 1. Quick. It says, masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. So if you're a boss, you give your workers their pay, their due. You don't treat them like slaves. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1. Quickly. It says, let as many servants as under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor. Honor your boss. That the name of God and his doctrine be not what? Blasphemed. See, because of you, they say, ah, that one is a Christian, no? And he's coming late. You're supposed to resume at work by 9 a.m. You're training him by 11. But what are you writing on the attendance? 8:59. How? Are you a Christian? You speak in tongues. What tongues? How? These things baffle my mind. And I'm not saying because, you know, that's what pastors will say. You're supposed to resume at work. You don't resume. But because nobody would know. You lie? Don't you fear God? Don't do that. This is also for students, what I'm saying now. That you not come to class, but you call someone, please mark attendance. You're lying. And you're getting someone to lie for you. Both of you are in soup. But God wants to come out of that soup. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says that the name of God and his doctrines be not blasphemed. You don't know in your mind where you're saying, and this one is a Christian. Is this Christian? Don't do that. You're supposed to get to work by 7, wake up by 6. Say they should understand Lagos traffic. Don't you understand Lagos traffic? You get up early. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say, but Lagos traffic is tough. All right, do you know the other cities in Nigeria? You can go there. But if you must stay in Lagos, do the right thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't say every time I come early, but every person comes late, they'll come by 12, they'll arrive 7 o'clock. to come by word or rise up. If everybody is dying, will you die too? You do the right thing, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That person you're saying, everybody, look at his life. Do you want to be like him? No, you like your life the way it is, so do things the right way. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 You got that right?
Yes, Pastor.
Verse 2. You don't have so many things to share. Oh, dear. It says, and they that have believing masters, let them not despise them. Don't say, that silly man, that fat man has come again. Just look for every way to diminish your boss. It says, don't despise them because they are brethren. It's talking about Christians now. But rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. So he's saying that you do service to Christians, especially serve them well because they are brethren. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is how you behave in your workplace. If you're a staff, be a good one. If you're a boss, be a good one. If you have been stealing, calculate every amount you have stolen and go and return it. No, you're trying to say, God has forgiven me. Don't do it. Calculate all the amounts. 100 naira, 200 naira for transfer that they gave you, that you pocketed. Calculate everything. And go and say, please, I just realized that I've not returned this money. Go and return it! Else, you think you are saving, you are saving. Continue saving. You think you're saving money, you are stealing. One day you just wake up and something has happened. Let me not tell you what. But I've told you what to do. Go and return whatever you stole. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right. So that's how you behave in your workplace. In the church, there's a way you should behave. So when you see your boss tomorrow at work, say, good morning, ma. If normally your office desk is where everybody comes to insult and have that meeting, put closed on the desk when you get to work. It's always this closed for gossip. I'm not doing it again. Because you want to stay with the word. If you have a friend that will always beep you at work and insult, you know, like people like that, after work they start chatting and insulting everybody in the office. Tell them, closed. Immediately after 7, they say, what does this closed mean? Say, closed for talk, for gossip. Save yourself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you love Jesus, you do the word. All right?
Yes, Master.
All right, so save yourself. All right, so that's how you behave in your workplace. Now, in church, go to Hebrews 13, verse 17. Hebrews 13, verse 17. We have to move with the speed of light. Because I still want to talk about another topic. All right. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you tired?
No.
You're getting it, right?
Yes.
All right. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. So you see, obedience is from submission. Someone can obey and not be submissive. You know, I say, get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. You see, you obeyed, but you're not submissive. Are you seeing that?
Yes,
so it says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls. As they that must give account. Talk about your church leaders now. As they that must give account. If a church leader says, me, I don't need to watch for anybody's soul, then why are you a church leader? Leadership is not about position and title. It's about the fact that you pray for those that are under you. So it says, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account. So when you're a leader, you give account of those under you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That they may do it with joy. I'm so glad he put this here. And I know that many leaders here, they are very glad. It says, obey them that have the rule over you, submit yourselves, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Not anytime your name comes up for prayer, they don't even want to pray because you are so rude, you are so insulting, you are so rebellious. What kind of life is that? You still are not tired. Do you know it takes energy to bone, to frown, to be rude? Lots of energy. It says, that you do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. If your cell leader is calling you or anybody is calling you and you can't pick, send a message. Be polite. It's not hard. It's not expensive. And it says it will be profitable for you. Let me use another version that is so simple. ERV. ERV. It says, just listen. Obey your leaders. Be willing to do what they say. They are responsible for your spiritual welfare. So they are always watching to protect you. Obey them. So that their work will give them joy, not grief. He says, it won't help you to make it hard for them. So ensure you're not making things hard for your leaders in church. All right? Someone can say, this is what people usually use when they want to control other people. When they want to control us, this is what they They are so full of yourself. Who wants to control you? He said, church leaders, they try to take your mind, grab your mind so you not think again. You that you're thinking, has anybody grabbed your mind yet? No. In every organization, that's why, you see, you realize that the instruction is actually consistent. Did you notice that?
Yes, Pastor.
Everywhere you're under leadership, it could be in your home, your workplace, in the church, there's a way you should behave. It's consistent. So in church, it says, ensure that those that are watching over you are not doing it with grief. You know, I was thinking, I was sharing with workers last week, how that I just always think there are some people that insult my leaders or treat them poorly. And I know the only platform where they can do that is Jesus. There is no other platform where you even be, for some people, even measure up to them. This will be intelligent, best in the class, financially buoyant. So in terms of finances, you can measure up. In terms of academics, you can measure up. But because they are calling you for Jesus, you treat them like trash. Well, I told them to be happy that you're being treated like trash for Jesus. Because that's persecution, isn't it? But for you, ensure you don't do that. Don't do that. Be polite. It's not hard. I mean, at times I just think, how are you rude to someone, or wicked, or anyhow, and you go and sleep? God doesn't talk to you. Are you in this place? We're talking now. God doesn't talk to you. I mean, I can't make a statement to someone. As I'm walking, I'm thinking, is that right? Could I have put it better? Always. Why? In advance, because I know if I didn't, God would talk to me. He would. Because I serve a God that is alive, that can talk, that can correct. Not the one that is dead, that I can do anyhow, and he won't talk to me. I don't want that God. So in church, he says, you don't want things to be hard for you? Obey and submit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 12. Don't say, so you mean it's my age, I should submit to this small boy. Hello. Old man. You know, people that grow old, you know, when I was younger, you would say, am I your mate? That's the only thing old age gives you. Am I your mate? That's all. Growing old doesn't mean more money, doesn't mean more intelligence. It's just, am I your mate? That's all. Submit, because God says, submit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. It says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. It says, mark them, people who labor. The one that is calling you, there's some of you, you will not control them. Someone calls you 7 times. It says, mark that person. And don't despise them. When they're called, listen, Jesus is everywhere. When the call is coming in the phone, he's right there with you and he's checking you out. Don't despise them. Don't say, this one is calling again. Ha! Okay. Would the person call you a normal date not for Jesus? I mean, you think about it. Who do you think has credit to be calling you, if not for Jesus? So the person is calling in the name of Jesus, and the same Jesus you claim you love and serve, and you are doing, okay, praise the Lord. Verse 12, he says, I will beseech you, brethren, to know them which are among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love, because they are nice. Is that what he says? No! He says, esteem them very highly in love because of what they do. He says, for their work's sake. Because they are doing God's work. Because you know they are working in the name of Jesus. He says, esteem them very highly in love. You know what esteem very highly means? It means if their call comes, he says, oh, please, I have to return this call. Oh, I have to take this call. So I can say, are you a fool? Yes, for Jesus, I'll be a fool. Because he's the most important person. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't be like people who everywhere they go, they are rebels. Their life is so, their lifestyle is so ugly. They're always fighting with their authority everywhere. There are people like that. You say, my boss tried me, I punched him. So one day the guy was talking to me. I just left. I didn't come back to the office again. What a life. Bigness is in humility. Great men are humble. You see a humble man, that's a great man in the eyes of God. That's what the Bible says. So that man that is humble, that looks like a fool, to God is a great man. Jesus, oh, praise the Lord. Time. In John 13, the Bible says he knew the Father had given all things into his hands. Meaning he knew he had everything. He knew he came from God. He knew he was going to God. The Bible says once he realized that, you know what he did? He removed his clothes, took towel, started washing his disciples' feet, including Judas. Once he realized, of course not realized, he always knew. Do you understand? Yes. But he had everything. God had given everything into his hand. The next response, humility. If you're a great person, you'll be humble. Anyone carrying chest like this, you're not great. The only person you're deceiving is yourself. He says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. This is your role. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right?
Yes, Pastor.
Don't be like people, you know, there's a question of being asked. In our Faith Booster series. People who disobey authority. They insult authority. The Bible talks about them. And there's no time. But you go back and look at Jude 1. All right, you can write it down. Jude 1, verse 8 to 10. And 2 Peter 2, verse 9 to 11. He says, even angels cannot bring a railing accusation against God's authority. That's what he said. Even angels can't do that. He even gave an example that when Satan had Adam's authority, because Adam's authority was greater than the authority of any angel, the angel Michael could not rebuke him. He had to say, the Lord rebuke you. He had to use it with another authority. He said, in terms of authority, God recognizes these things. So don't be among those that are always insulting the authority. It's not wise. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this was authority in church. Amongst ourselves, he tells us how to behave. All right. Let's just look at one. Go to Ephesians 5 verse 21. Quickly. Are you learning something?
Yes, Pastor.
5 verse 21. He says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Go to Philippians 2 verse 106. Philippians 2 verse 106. And while we're here, you can write down, go back home and look at it. Galatians 6 verse 1 to 3. Just look at that one. All right. Philippians 2, verse 1 and 6. Quick. It says, if there... Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any words of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 3. It says, let nothing be done through strife, or vain glory, but in lowliness, this is where I'm going to, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So towards your brethren in church, you honor them. You don't think you're better. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. He says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. Quickly. But made himself of no reputation, took upon himself. Okay, look. Let me explain what he means to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's saying, Jesus was God. All right?
Yes,
he knew he was God. He knew. He knew he was greater than all. The Bible says, without him was not anything made that was made. He knew he was God. But when he came to the earth, he recognized he was a man. And so because he found out, oh, in this world I am a man, he began to live like a man. He became humble like a man. Are you seeing that? Where he found himself, he took up that place. Outside of church, you can be the CEO of Mobile. When you come to church, you are an usher. Take up that place. Not saying that I have to stand like the CEO that I am. No. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No. He says, let that mind be in you too. Look at Jesus. He was God. But when he came, he humbled himself as a man. So right here, we have different people. Some cleaners. And there's nothing wrong with cleaning. Some CEOs. Some CEOs. Big men. In the eyes of others, maybe not so big men. When you come to church, we are the same. So you don't treat others anyhow because of how they dress. If you were a wise person, and someone was dressing in a way that you think is not nice, you give them new clothes. That is wisdom. Not laugh at them. How much clothes do you have, Seth? You're laughing. So towards others, he says, submit yourself one to another. Hey, good morning. You see, you're polite. You're kind. You know Jesus is in that person. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yes.
Like the ushers. An usher comes and says, please, can you get up? What is it? You look at them from head to toe. You do it deliberately so they will feel bad. Dear Lord. What a heart. Is that not wickedness? And God is looking at that. Don't worry. The way you look at them like this, that's how life, when you go out to look at you like this. By the time life look at you up and down. And you know the sad part? People like that will not link it to what they did in church, but they will not know that's the connection. Be a kind person. Tell your neighbor, be a kind person. It's not hard. Treat everybody with respect. Don't be a classist. Do you know classism is a sin? It's in the Word of God. Where you rate, you size people up before you show them respect. You size them up. Is there an iPhone he's using? Ah. What's that? Itel. Firstly, that's so silly. It's not even real. All right? It's not real. I remember I was talking with
Mr. Dixon.
I mentioned his name again. Oh. Anyways, I took his car out to the island one day. When I came back with that car, I sent him a message. I said, Mr. Dixon, your car has no respect on the road. Because of the small car, Matrix, the driving experience was different from when I drove my own. The disrespect. You know, I don't even know how to explain except to drive a car. Those that drive a car or drive cars know what I'm talking about. The disrespect. People will eye you, insult you, drive a Benz. I shall come if people are clearing just in case. But see, that is classism. It is wrong. You treat everybody with respect. Someone is using iPhone doesn't mean anything. The person might have an iPhone at home. I have a friend. Are you in this place?
Yes,
this is not the Shiva's business. No, this is a man with legit business. This guy is a billionaire. Every right. You know how I used to see him at times. He'll be trekking. He says there's too much traffic. He has good cars at home. Staying in a rented apartment, has his own house, has his own hotel. Do you understand? You see him, which is the last time I saw him on the road. He came from the airport, but if you saw him walking down like this, you probably do psst, psst. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
But I know him, and he's free like that. He hardly takes his car to say there's too much traffic there. He'll take bike. Doesn't dress the best way. If you saw him and sized him up like that, you'd be wrong. But that example should not even be given for you to treat everybody with respect. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So don't be a classist. Respect everybody. Person is telling pure water, good morning, sir. Person gave you 1 million, good morning, sir.
Some people, that's how they will do it.
1 million, ha! Good afternoon, good evening, happy new year. Also, don't be like that.
Don't embarrass your family.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was going to talk about roles in marriage, but we'll do that one next week because time is fast spent. But have you learned something today?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Now I want you to pray. You pray that God would help you. Because he is the helper. Fulfill your role in every relationship the right way. At times people can provoke you. But you pray that you would always remember what the Word of God has said. And that word would control your response. control your life. So when you look at your life, it is a manifest fulfillment of the word of God. That should be your prayer. Pray. Pray that this week, and every week in your life, you understand your role in every relationship. And God is strengthening you to fulfill that role. You honor your parents. You don't do eye service at work. You obey your leaders in church. You respect everybody. You love everybody. And God is helping you. And your love is abounding more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. And you are proving excellent things. You're praying that you remember to be kind because you're a child of the highest. Pray.